A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light. Guiding you through knowledge's light.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program, The Knowledge and Wisdom. Let's recite with me Salat upon Nabi عليه الصلاة والتسليم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Before we proceed towards our topic of the day, which is regret. Very informative topic, inshallah. Many pearls of knowledge and wisdom we'll be sharing with you in this very program, inshallah, from Quran and Ahadith. Be with us from start to end, but make some good intentions too. Because my Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatum Al Aliyah, has given us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I'll do this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching, you can make this intention, you watch from start till end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others. It's always a good idea to encourage others to perform good deeds, to learn knowledge. You can ask your family members to come, sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch the knowledge and wisdom. Inshallah, at the end of this program, you will realize how much knowledge and wisdom you would have gained with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected viewers, today our topic, as I earlier explained, will be regret, nadamat. An-nadamu tawbah. This is hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam. Repentance. What is repentance? This has been described. Nadamat, regret, remorse. This is tawbah. This is repentance. In a very beautiful, short, concise hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wa taslim. And we will be talking about that a person, when he admits his fault, when he admits his mistake, and then he makes tawbah, then what does he get? And what is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala related to that? And those that do not admit their mistake, they don't admit the fact that they have committed sin or they have done a mistake, then they get very severe consequences in terms of this dunya as well, whether it's the worldly matters or the matters of the hereafter. Consequences are very severe. But this is what inshallah we'll be talking about. Respective viewers, one very important fact is that we should admit if we have committed any mistake, if we have done any wrong or sin, we should admit that fact. Because unless or until a person does not admit that he has committed a mistake, he does not get the chance to repair that. He doesn't get the chance to improve that mistake. In other words, he doesn't get the chance to even get that problem fixed. Because at first place, if you are not admitting that I've done something, how will I be able to fix that problem? It could be a problem relating to our office, our business. It could be at home, normal day-to-day, routine life or social life. We make mistakes. We end up committing mistakes. Insan has been derived from nisyan, a person who forgets. So we forget. We end up forgetting. We do mistakes. But remember, to do mistake is not a mistake, but repeat mistake is a blunder. How will you avoid repeating mistake? For that, you have to admit at first place that you have committed a mistake. You have done something wrong. And then only you'll be able to fix that problem. And sometimes we put blames on others. We shift our mistakes onto others. This is not a right approach to do. This is the approach which has been discussed in the Holy Quran. And this is a quality attribute of those they will be in Jahannam. Right? Those disbelievers, they will end up getting the punishment from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is their quality. This is their attribute. That's what they would say. What? He Allah will say to them, enter the fire among the nations of people and jinn who preceded you. Whenever a group will enter the fire, they shall curse the other until they will all gather therein. Those who came after shall say to those who preceded, O our Lord, these people had misguided us, so punish them twice as much in the fire. Allah will say, it is doubled for all. However, you do not know. So this is the state of disbelievers. They will even then shift the responsibility to others. They won't say that we had done this. Rather, they would say, these are the people who misguided us. But respect you, Yusuf Madani Shah, punishment will be for both. So it's always a good idea to admit the fact that you have done something wrong, you have done a mistake, you have done a sin. Then only you'll be able to show humbleness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the more humble you are, the more you will be raised in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once a person admits the mistake, then he gets the chance to fix it, to solve the problem. So first habit should we have is the admitting the fact that we have done something wrong or we have committed a sin. The second habit which should we have is remorse, regret. This comes after one has admitted his mistake. Then he has to show remorse. He should feel sorry for the fact, for the act what he has done, the sin he has committed, the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Habib alayhi salatu wasalam, he or she has done. He should show remorse. He should show regret over it. Yes, respected viewers of Madani Shell, if we do that and we scold our nafs and we talk to ourselves, why did I do that? Why did this sin happen to me? Why did I hurt someone's feeling? Why did I backbite? Why did I slander? Why did I lie? Why did I do so and so fraud? Why did I violate someone's right? We should speak to our nafs. We should scold our nafs. And then we should feel sorry over it. This is very important. And then what will happen? Inshallah, this remorse will help us to get better. Next time, we will inshallah not do that, what we are doing. But if we don't have that feeling left in our mind, in our heart, that we don't even realize, we keep on doing mistakes and sins after sins, we don't even realize that what we are doing is wrong, it's not right, then what will happen? We will not be able to do repentance. We will not be able to make tawbah. We'll continue doing mistakes. We'll continue committing sins. So this is something very important. Hazrat Ka'ab al-Ahbar, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he says, two people, they started walking towards a masjid. One person entered the masjid, whereas the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dominated, and he did not enter in the masjid. He sat outside and he started saying, I am sinner. I'm not worthy that I take this filthy body of mine and enter in this pure park house of yours, O Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liked his edge, his humbleness, him being down to earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote his name in Siddiqeen. Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine? What did he do? He had this feeling of regret in his heart. He had feeling of remorse in his heart. And he thought that, I'm a sinner. I've been committing so many sins in my life. How can I take this filthy body of mine into the pure house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is the ocean of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person who was a sinner, had been committing sin throughout his life probably. But he shown a remorse and regret with ikhlas, with sincerity. Then how he was forgiven and how his darajat were raised instantly in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me mention another hikayat to you, which is mentioned in Kitab al-Tawwabin, a book regarding those who repented, on page 83. A person who committed a sin, Then he felt remorse and regret in his heart. And due to this feeling, he got panic. And he started walking here and there, here and there. He started running. Let me, Allah, forgive my sin. And he becomes pleased with me. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his remorse, his regret. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him the status of siddiqiyat. Allahu Akbar. Meaning he got this status of being siddiq, which is the topmost category amongst those who are wali of Allah, awliya Allah. See, awliya-i-kiram, they also have different stages, different levels they are raised. The levels of the closeness, the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And siddiq amongst awliya Allah is the topmost level after anbiya and rusul. What was the act? What was the amal which made him siddiq? Regret, remorse, nadamat. Umr badiyon mein sari guzari, hai phir bhi nahi sharm sari, bakhsh mahboob ka waasta hai, ya khuda tujhse meri dua hai. Ya Allah, I've lived all my life in sins, but yet I don't have any regret, any remorse. I give you the wasila for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Please forgive my sins. This is what Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, Mawlana Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhu Al-Aliya, has written in this couplet of Urdu, what I've just read before you. May Allah forgive us all. May Allah give us regret. Respected viewers, one more thing we need to understand. We should not delay in repentance, in tawbah. As soon as we commit anything, we should repent. We should come to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is Rahman, He is Rahim, He is kind, He is merciful, He is compassionate, He is all forgiving. But sometimes shaitan gives us long hopes. Okay, you can repent next Friday. From Jummah you will start Salah. From tomorrow, from next week, from next month, from Ramadan we will start praying. We'll repent and we keep on committing sins. This is the shaitan which gives us long hopes that you have to live long, no better. You can do repentance later. And respective viewers, this can get us into destruction. Because there is a hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, halakal musawwifoon, destroyed are those who find excuses in repentance. Meaning they keep on delaying, they find excuses. And they delay. Tawbah, you should not do that. And we keep on delaying, right? We find excuses, okay, I'll do that after a month, after a day, after a week. A time comes of our death. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran, بَلْ يُرِيدُ الْإِنسَانُ لِيَفْجُرَ أَمَامَهُ. In the tafsir of this verse, it's written that insan, he delays tawbah. I'll do tawbah tomorrow, I'll do tawbah later, right? And keeps on committing sins. And a time comes when death arrives, and he dies, and he enters in his dark grave. So do not delay. Make tawbah as soon as possible. Because we never know when death will arrive. Respected viewers, we heard that. What are the barakahs? What are the blessings of repenting in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Showing remorse, regret in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now. How kareem, how kind the Rabb He is. Don't delay in repentance. Don't delay in regret. And don't delay in showing remorse in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How kareem Rabb is. Neki, good deed, is written straight away. Whereas sin is not written straight away. And when a person makes tawbah, it's not written at all. Subhanallah. There is so much to talk about this very topic, respected viewers of Madani Shield. And I think it is enough for us to understand that what is true repentance. Respected viewers, I would like to share a very interesting, faith-refreshing account with you. There was a person in Bani Israel, he was very pious, ibadat guzar. He used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much. When the king of that time, he came to know about him, so he called him to his court. And he said, I want that you stay with me here. Upon this, that pious person, he said, Your Majesty, I want to ask you one question. Let's suppose I start living with you, and one day you come out of your palace and you see me playing with your slave girl. How would you find that? King got very outrageous, angry. And he said, How disrespectful. That's how you talk in the court of the king? In front of me, that's how you're talking? Allahu Akbar. Then that pious person said, Your Majesty, I have not committed that mistake, that sin I haven't done yet. It is just one question. As an example, I put in front of you. And you have become so angry. Then look at my Lord Azza wa Jal, my Rabb Azza wa Jal. My Rabb Ta'ala, Allah Azza wa Jal. He sees hundreds of my sins. Allahu Akbar. But he does not show his anger. Then why shall I leave the court of that kind Rabb Azza wa Jal and start living with you? Ik guna mera maapyu veke, umri muna lave. Lakh guna mera malik veke, fir vi parde paave. Parents who love their children so much, even if they see their children committing sins, they become upset. And sometimes they don't talk for months and years. Whereas how kind Rabb Azza wa Jal is. He is seeing what we are doing. Everything is open for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing is hidden. But yet He hides our mistakes. He covers our mistakes. He gives us another chance to repent. Another chance to show regret. Another chance to show remorse. Another chance to mend relations with Him. It is mentioned in a hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spreads His dasti qudrat, metaphorically opens His arms as it suits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His majesty in the night, so that people who have committed sins in the day can repent. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spreads His dasti qudrat, metaphorically opens His arms as it suits to His Majesty, His Shah, in the day, so that those who have committed sins in the night may repent in the day. Respect your viewers, this is an example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have hands or arms like us, right? But this example has been given. You see, metaphorically, if someone puts his hand forward, so this is an example, metaphor for reconciliation. Allahu Akbar. So this is how an example has been given. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends this message so you can reconcile. You can mend your relationship with me. You can come to my court. You can repent. You can show regret. You can show remorse and come back to my court. I'm kind Rabb. I'm Rahman Rabb. May Allah Ta'ala give me the tawfiq to repent to all of us. That's all for today, inshallah. We'll be back next week with another beautiful topic in this beautiful program, The Knowledge and Wisdom. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel, keep reciting Salat upon Nabi. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. The treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light. Guiding you through knowledge's light.